One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open
welcome,
mind.
Welcome back. I'm gonna start talking over the music because I don't want to give the music the time I usually give it. You are listening to Radio RMN, and we are talking with Cosmic Awareness. And when Cosmic Awareness was talking to the fellow who was on the phone, he used the word demand. And many years ago, when I was writing my book, The Obregon Chronicles, and the lessons that are part of The Obregon Chronicles, there was one section that says, an individual who works with God has only to demand, and unto that person shall be given all at our command. Now, Cosmic Awareness, I'm the one that channeled that, but I still have problems with it because I've never felt that we could demand anything of God. And yet you just used that word, demand. And so can we demand of God?
Indeed, this is so. That the concept that must be understood here is that when one demands, one is acknowledging and understanding that they are coming from their creator Godhood, that they are creator beings. That what is also involved and why you had such difficulty with this word, why so many have difficulty, is that the indoctrinational process that is religion teaches the opposite, that only God is the true ultimate power and that all others are minions who must struggle and strive for His sanction, forgiveness, and love to put oneself in a league of that particular version of God is blasphemy. And in past times, one would have even been put to death for suggesting one had the right to demand anything at all. That this has played itself down into a mindset that is part of the parameters of belief that are held in human consciousness. This also plays itself out even in the gender bias of male and females, where males feel they have the power, whereas females do not feel they have the right to demand. This is changing, as is the case with individuals who are awakening spiritually to that truth, that they are creator beings in their physical form. That while the third dimension is a dense vibration in slow motion, where often that which is requested or wished for seems to take forever, that when one demands, one would expect it to be instantaneous. This does not always occur because of the denser nature of the third dimensional reality, but when one learns that demand is really simply an expression of one's own godhood or their own creative abilities, then they will understand that even if it takes a while for manifestation to occur, their right to demand still exists, as this realization of their true being increases, and they will see that when they demand, they are not coming from a place of disrespect. They are not coming from a place of subservience. They are coming from a place of realization of their own godhood. This is one of the deepest spiritual lessons that many have much problem with, for it is still felt that God is a historical being outside of themselves, a male deity that holds all power, and that they will be punished if they make such demands. This lies at a very deep core level of racial memory that permeates human consciousness. It is one of the stumbling stones for individuals as they seek spiritual awareness, self-enlightenment. Still, the truth is, as you yourself channeled so many years ago, that when you put yourself in parity with the God being, the God force, then you do indeed have the right to demand.
Thank you very much for that question. And now let's get on for the answer to that question I had. And let's get on to, we've got about 20 more questions and another one is just coming in. I hope we can finish all of these in the time we have left. This question involves the speech that you are, the way that you are speaking. The speech coming through does not flow fluidly. Does this speech pattern evolve with practice by the medium? And I ask, or is there another purpose for the ups and downs in the way you speak?
That this is simply the way through which the energy comes. It is foreign for this awareness to use the body the way the interpreter uses it. Therefore, its manner of speech is reflective of this principle. It matters not whether this awareness enunciates all the syllables or not. Even if this awareness was to speak with a flow, it does not impede the information, nor is it impeded by the particular way that this awareness is focused and by which the information comes through the interpreter. That this is a deep focus that is in effect at this moment, and this awareness is choosing its words, its pronunciation, diligently and with focus.
Thank you very much. That answered it perfectly. And we're going on to the next. This listener would like to ask, how does someone get past organized religion and find their higher self? And what do they experience when it happens?
That this is indeed an excellent question, because it is fundamental to the human experience at this time, that many are here to have an experience of Orthodox religion and therefore will never get past it. It is not their purpose to get past. It is their purpose to experience the fullness of a belief system that indoctrinates and controls and governs them to the degree it is allowed to function, to come through. When one becomes aware of such a matter, one is already on their spiritual quest. One has already risen above certain concepts that are held by the masses. It is a point where one, in their question, starts to separate themselves from the mainstream, starts to remove themselves from the charge of the lemmings as they head for the cliff. At this time, one needs to be open to one's life experiences and one's questions. That the interpreter, many years ago, when he himself started his journey and was a reader of those materials known as the Seth material, did at one point wonder if not the information he was reading was truly the work of the devil designed to mislead him. He got over it. He continued to quest for the deeper truth, for he understood that to stay in that mindset of conventional thought, especially religious thought, would always keep him a prisoner. In your own quest for your spiritual awareness, this awareness would say to you, the fact that you have posed this excellent question already indicates a soul on their journey towards enlightenment. Simply keep on. Simply keep asking questions. Be open to the events of your life. Keep seeking the light. Keep being receptive to that which is divine love. There will be challenges. This is the way of things. The challenges will always help to clarify what is occurring, especially those blocks and barriers of belief that you may be interjecting yourself from that deepest level of your being to help you in your growth and development. What is absolutely essential is that desire to always move forward, to never be satisfied with static answers from those who have no longer that ability or desire to seek beyond their prescribed beliefs, opinions, and attitudes. You are most definitely on the journey of a lifetime, and awareness congratulates you.
What a wonderful answer. Now, I've got another question, which is four paragraphs long, but they all relate. So I'm just going to read the question and allow you to answer whatever parts of it we have in about the 6 minutes we've got remaining for the first break. All over the world, people are hurting financially due to the greed of a few people. Will this be overcome anytime soon? What does the future, both short-term and long-term, say about this? Will those at the top who have created this mess be brought to justice in the earth realm? When will we see love prevailing? Joy, peace, health, and healing for all. When will we see that also prevailing?
That this awareness would say, although it is not trying to be trite, it will prevail when you believe it. For it is the belief in those matters that create them. When one starts to step beyond the common held beliefs, one starts to free themselves from those realities. It is not always easy. This awareness does not present information that makes life easy. It presents the truth. When you have seen that it is your own clinging to those matters that keeps you embroiled in them, your belief in them keep you stuck in them, then you will start to see that changing those beliefs, believing in other realities, other possibilities, may actually start to lead you in those directions. Next, there is the need to disassociate yourself with those other beliefs, that even though you might see them occurring around you, you do not buy into them, you do not partake in them. You understand they are the creation of those who still buy into the beliefs. At this time, the prevalent mindset is a third-dimensional reality where individuals learn through pain, through suffering, where they give their power away to leaders and authorities in their lives or even in a relationship. There are many factors to this, of course, but basically very few will take total, complete responsibility for their lives and all that happens in their lives. Therefore, as victims, there is always the need to see others as oppressors, others who have control, who have minion, who are in charge. That in this lies the greatest trap of all to freedom, because one believes in victimhood. When one understands that the challenges of responsibility are such that you will have to look at your beliefs and make changes, then you start to move towards the freedom you are seeking. In your case, you already have a sense of this, for you are starting to ask deep questions. What you must also realize now, and this is perhaps the biggest thing for humanity to start understanding on individual levels, is that you are the creator of your life, and that it will simply reflect to you whatever your deepest beliefs are. Those beliefs have been instilled in you to have the experience you are having, that the acceleration at these times towards that which this awareness calls ascension is such that alternatives are starting to be presented more and more, that those beliefs that were ironclad are now rusting through and being burst, and that this is excellent to the degree that one participates in it, in the fact that one still has charge of one's life and must truly burst their bonds of belief so that they find their freedom. Those who are in charge will answer to what they have created, but in their own way, at their own time, not to yours, not to the world's. Indeed, you must simply ignore that part of the equation and focus on your own answering to your own self, your own higher calling, and participate in that as your singular focus, not worrying about how others might be punished for their crimes. If you can do this, you will indeed find your freedom, remembering also the truth shall set you free.
What an incredibly wonderful answer. We've got about a minute, and I'm going to tell you what the next question when we come back is going to be. It's the idea of other lives brings up another number of questions. Can lives that would be thought of as in the future be brought into consciousness? If so, can or should one adjust to the manner of the life considered the present or current based on the information gained? I think what he's asking is, can we go into the future, talk with ourselves, and then bring it back? Or, no, he said lives lived. Well, Cosmic Awareness will figure out what he said together when we get back from this break. We're talking with Cosmic Awareness. If you go to rumormillnews.com, you can find all the links to Cosmic Awareness page. Make sure you go over to TalkStream Live. I was up to number 3. I need to be number 2 before we get off. And we will be right back here on the Micro Effect Radio Broadcast Network.
In between your brows, then slowly breathing in, feel the life force streaming in.
At Strider Rides, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it can be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend, or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with the dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StriderRides.com.
What if there was a technology that could assist you in breaking a lifetime of bad habits? Condense 10 years of spiritual growth into a few months rather than years. Would you do it? Would you feel like you are cheating? Change does not have to be difficult. The bioresonance technology is 20 years in the making, a culmination of Bill Kirkland's spiritual quest. Bill has created an electronic aid for mankind to make the next great leap to full consciousness. How? The bioresonance machine removes fear layer of negativity based on the United Field Theories of Burkhard Helm. Metron Calculus opens up access to the fifth and sixth dimension for health and personal power. Break through those glass ceilings and become a man of the ages with unlimited energy and spiritual power. Go to AscensionEnergyProgram.com to find out more information or to sign up for your $35 trial month. Go to AscensionEnergyProgram.com right now or call 307-200-4503.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
And welcome back. This is Raylan, and we are talking with Cosmic Awareness, and let's just continue. We're talking about future lives, and the listener wanted to know if lives from the future could be brought into consciousness, and if so, should one adjust the manner of the life considered to be the present or current based on the information gained? What an excellent question.
Indeed, this is also an excellent question. Now, this awareness will start by reiterating what was said previously, that many think of the journey of lives, those who even accept other lifetimes, past lifetimes, as linear in motion, emanating from a distant past life, moving progressively forward to this present life. In this model, it is not accepted that the future is known. It is an unknown. And because the pretense of that concept is that that which is unknown is not able to be brought into one's focus or reality, one cannot go there. One is more familiar with the concept that that which has happened is known to the individual and can be built upon, but that which is unknown to the individual cannot be built on. This is a logical assumption if one holds to a linear progression of lifetimes. However, this awareness has already stated it is not so, that the other lives are happening simultaneously. Those of the past are happening in this moment, and that the focus life is having the present experience. This is equally so of future lifetimes. If this is so, and one can make that adjustment to thought and in their thought process, that one can access future lifetimes by switching the channel, then one can perceive information that may come from another lifetime that appears to be in the future. This may then influence one in one's present moment, but it would be more correct to say one's present moment is that point from which all stems. Therefore, being in the moment of one's present focus will allow the individual to take information from a future life or a past life and apply it to the here and now of the focus personality. In this way, information and insight from future realities, future lifetimes, can be brought into the present focus of this lifetime and be worked with, can be used. Equally, information from the past, understanding of events that have set in motion other events that have carried through to the present life, can also be altered. It is indeed so that often one brings from the past life experiences that were unresolved that need to be finished in the present. But it is equal to say that this is so for future lives, that perhaps the future life will be altered if one deals with the issues of the future life in this present moment. This is a complex theory, perhaps, but it is nonetheless so.
Okay, what memories of other lifetimes, blocked amnesiac memories, how does karma work in parallel lifetimes? And I guess what he's saying is, what are memories of other lifetimes? Are they blocked, or are we amnesiac towards them? And how does karma work in parallel lifetimes?
This awareness will start with how karma works in a single line of lifetimes versus parallel lifetimes.
Okay.
And that if one holds karma to be so, that many hold also that karma is a type of punishment for something done in a past, which must then be punished in the present lifetime. This is not so. This is erroneous. Karma is rather the opportunity to complete that which was incomplete in other lifetimes. Each soul that migrates into physical reality chooses to have a physical experience, comes with an agenda, comes with a point that they wish to achieve, a purpose they wish to achieve, and that when they come back into this life, they may well intend to resolve issues that in other lives were not resolved. Part of the reason for this is because in the other lifetime, through the freedom of choice, free will, the lessons that were meant to be learned may have been avoided and shied away from. These lessons are still lessons that the soul wishes to learn. Therefore, it may come back in that which is the present life, bringing energy from another life into the present so that it has another opportunity to successfully learn the lessons that were avoided in another lifetime. This is best done if that memory of those other lifetimes is blocked or denied, for now one comes back with no memory of what happened and is in a situation of earnestly trying to achieve the results without memory. But this can change, does change, as one begins to become spiritually aware and opens up other alternatives, other memories. As this happens, then the lesson that is meant to be learned is much more obvious, and one will not run away from it. It is part of the awakening process towards enlightenment. In that which is parallelized, one has multiple opportunities to learn from those lessons of the past, to deal with the karma. When one finally has dealt with the karma in one life, there is a bleed-through effect to other lifetimes, and therefore the lesson learned will manifest itself in other lifetimes, removing the necessity of learning in those other lifetimes because the lesson has already been learned. This is transmitted back to the individual so they can move forward.
And thank you, Cosmic Awareness. And the next question when we come back will be, where did Rh negative blood come from? And we are talking with Cosmic Awareness. There's lots of people over in the talk stream live who think that I'm talking with Satan. So hopefully some of you will get over there and set them straight. You are listening to the... Oh, what am I these days? I'm Radio RMN, and I'm coming to you on the Micro Effect Radio Network, and we'll be back.
Close your eyes and look up in between your brows.
Orgon Clogbusters for weather modification. You can bring rain to arid climates and bring energetic balance to your local environment. Are you worried about roadblocks, economic collapse, and forced vaccinations? Orgon provides a blanket of energetic protection to your home and your persons. Orgon, the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. Coined by Dr. Wilhelm Reich, Orgon has been called by great mystics and philosophers Kai, Prana, or simply the Force. Why have I not heard of Orgon? Money and power, plain and simple. In these coming times of uncertainty, Orgon will provide you with the energy to make rational decisions in the face of calamity. Fortunes are made at the flood, and we are headed for the strongest test this nation has faced. Do you have the latest spiritual technologies available to assist you in creating a world of peace and power for the common man? Go to OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E Products.org. Or call now, 307-200-4503.
At Strider Rides, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it can be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend, or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with the dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StriderRides.com.
What if there was a technology that could assist you in breaking a lifetime of bad habits? Condense 10 years of spiritual growth into a few months rather than years. Would you do it? Would you feel like you are cheating? Change does not have to be difficult. The bioresonance technology is 20 years in the making, a culmination of Bill Kirkland's spiritual quest. Bill has created an electronic aid for mankind to make the next great leap to full consciousness. How? The bioresonance machine removes fear of negativity based on the United Field theories of Burkhard Helm. Metron Calculus opens up access to the fifth and sixth dimension for health and personal power. Break through those glass ceilings and become a man of the ages with unlimited energy and spiritual power. Go to AscensionEnergyProgram.com to find out more information or to sign up for your $35 trial month. Go to AscensionEnergyProgram.com right now or call 307-200-4503.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting.
And welcome back. Again, I'm interrupting the music because we've got more questions than we have time. We're talking with Cosmic Awareness. You're listening to Raylan Allen and Radio RMN. And Cosmic Awareness, the next question is one that I've always wondered about, too. Where did Rh negative blood come from? I think it came from the reptilians that David Icke writes about.
That this is indeed accurate, that in the genetic engineering that Rh negative, that which is the strain Rh negative, was introduced into the human genetic system as a way of controlling the populace, and that this is why this particular strain has been introduced.
And how does it control us? Are people who are Rh negative more likely to work for the New World Order?
Rather the opposite. They are more likely to move against the New World Order. This was a genetic experiment that somewhat went wrong. The interpreter himself has the Rh negative blood type, and that he is not someone who is in alignment with the New World Order, but in opposition to it. And that this was meant as a way of controlling, but it backfired.
I have heard that when Inke and Enlil first came here, one of them, the good one, I can never remember which the good one was, but the good one did some genetic manipulation which would allow humans to grow far beyond the so-called gods, you know, these extraterrestrials that were on the planet. Is this Rh negative the experiment that the good guy put into humans because he wanted humans to become something far beyond what had ever been created before?
Indeed, this is so. He, as well as his Syrian genetic engineers who were engaged to help in the creation of a human type that would be used to work in the mines of those known as the Anunnaki, but that he and his Syrian colleagues understood that there was a greater potential than simply fusing the reptilian mind to the mammalian brain, and that in that there was something of a future that this being Enki understood as worthy and proper, that the Syrians also understood this to be so, and their vision was such that they could plan hundreds of thousands of years into the future and the development of a being that might eventually eclipse the gods. This is all part of the program and process involved in such matters as the Rh negative strain, which was not introduced at that time, but later on to diffuse that which had been created in the time of Enki and the Sirius genetic engineers of that time, that the Rh negative was a way of counteracting that process and programming, but as this awareness has said, it has backfired.
Extraordinary. I love that answer. Now I have two different questions that are pretty much the same, so I'm going to read both of them to you. Does this awareness say that the recent earthquake in Haiti has caused a speeding up of certain events, including a large earthquake to affect California sometime soon? And here's another one. How soon is the great shifting of Earth plates going to happen? Do people need to move away from the coastlines?
Now, first, this awareness will start by saying that event in Haiti was a pre-orchestrated event using Tesla technology, HARP technology, and that there was a reason why this event was triggered. It was not triggered to create the degree of damage, but rather to hide certain evidence that was stored on the island of Haiti in that city of Port-au-Prince. However, it created a much bigger slippage of the tectonic plates of the Caribbean and the American tectonic plate, the North American plate. And this has sent into play a cascade energy that is starting to express itself in worldwide events, including the tremors and minor earthquakes of the Philippine, Indonesian range, the Okinawa earthquake, the Chilean earthquake, and most recently a earthquake in Turkey. That this is indeed moving towards a large event that will center itself in the continental USA, that this is part of the releasing of the energies of negativity and darkness, a purging of the energies that have long contaminated Mother Earth. But of course, there is great concern for those many who either live in the region along the Pacific coast and into the Northern California, Southern Oregon region and other areas, even up into Alaska, for one is concerned about their own well-being. Hence the question of whether to move from these areas. This awareness cannot simply say one must move away. One must instead become aware that the energies are on the move and indeed attempt then to bring the protective energies of the spiritual realm of one's own spiritual being into play by not focusing on being involved directly in a catastrophe, but rather being able to experience an event, but not to be at the deepest level of that event. This is a difficult concept in that most would simply say they would have no choice. This awareness is saying, as it has throughout today's session, that all are creator beings and they can create the reality that they are experiencing by completely endorsing it and believing it and focusing on it, or they can believe something else. If one chooses to believe that they will be at the effect of any earth catastrophe, one may well experience the ramification of this belief in a catastrophic way. If one believes that one may be in the vicinity of such an event, but they themselves, their loved ones, will be okay, all will work out, that this too can and will occur. Why is it that even though many died in the Haitian earthquake, many more survived? Always believe in that which is the positive outcome. Do not focus on the negative. It is important to have an awareness even of an event, an impending event, but this does not mean one must become so focused on it that they draw it to them in the most negative of ways.
Excellent answer. The next question, this reader wants to know what part that the English language based on the 26-letter alphabet plays in understanding how the world is constructed. And I have always felt that the English language was created because it had hidden clues for us.
Indeed, this is so. There are those that can be considered inner clues or even hidden vibration, that there is power in the written language, in the words spoken and written, and that this is something that some have a deeper understanding of. It is why those things that are understood as hexes, curses, or that which would draw onto people ill effect seem to have power, because there is power in the words spoken, especially if the words spoken are directed at the individual for them to hear. This creates the belief structure within them that often energizes the actuality of that which is the curse or that which is the vow that is taken. But there is also that which is the arcane knowledge of language. It is to be remembered that many hold that one's true name should never be revealed to others, for in the revelation of that which is the true name, there is the power to take control of the individual. This is perhaps extreme in one way, but what it does reflect is that if one is in alignment with their true name and the sound vibration, then that sound vibration may have impact if misused by others. The arcane knowledge of the power of words goes beyond simply repeating words for people to hear and be affected by. It goes into the vibrational structure, the language of the soul and of spirit, and it is at that level that the English language has great power and capacity. The Hebrew language also has very similar powers, as do certain other of the arcane languages, the archaic languages.
That is an absolutely great answer. Thank you so much. Next one, who were the Nephilim mentioned in the Old Testament and written about in the Book of Enoch?
The Nephilim are those that this awareness has referred to as the Anunnaki. They are also those that are called the Orions. That the entity Zechariah Sitchin, in his series of writings of that which is called the 12th planet, adequately explains the Nephilim, the Anunnaki, the Orions, those who came many, many hundreds of thousands of years ago and claimed this planet as their own. They still have charge. They are those controllers, those masters who would still lead this nation and this world forward in their own deviant plots and machinations. And that the Nephilim are those that this awareness has spoken of as the Anunnaki, the Orions.
Thank you very much for that answer. And I have another question. The writer says, I'm pretty sure I was abducted as a child at various times and ages. Is this true? And if so, what were the abductor's motives? I feel I've been with both good and bad ETs. If there were good ETs involved, can you tell me more about them and my connection to them?
That it is so, that this individual indeed was abducted, has had experience with those of a negative order or belief, that there are those which could be called the good aliens, the good AETs, that have also protected this individual. This is all due to certain agreements that have been made in other lifetimes that he still, unfortunately, at a very deep inner unconscious level, subscribes to. He must search these agreements out and renounce them. The violation to his being is such that as long as he is in agreement to the intrusions, it will continue. Agreement is not simply a voiced agreement, but it can often be interpreted as a lack of saying no, a lack of interjecting one's own willingness to participate by simply being participant in that state of terror that often occurs when one is abducted. If this individual can invoke those guardians, guides, beings around him, including those extraterrestrial beings from that which this awareness calls the Galactic Federation, the level of his protection will increase dramatically. If he also includes this intent, desire to no longer participate in the activities of abduction, and if he stands up and proclaims loudly, no, that he will indeed begin to break these ties. As he does so, he will gain confidence in this matter. And in the gaining of this confidence, he will move himself forward until he is finally free to be truly himself.
Well, extraordinary. We've got one question left, and I think we've got just enough time to answer it. We had perfect timing on this. You mention all is happening in the present now and is not linear. Then why speak of moving forward? Is learning just the experience of spirit or soul?
That it is indeed the experience of soul. One could equally say one expands one's awareness to new parameters, new limits beyond those previously held. The concept of moving forward is but that, a concept, a way of understanding this process. that in the expansion of the soul in one's being, in one's life, this will always bring forward increased knowledge, awareness, and understanding. One will, by necessity, move forward in one's life to a new status, a new state of being. And that is what this awareness is talking about when it says to move forward. What is truly the most important matter here is the expansion of the soul, the awakening to the truth that lies beyond the parameters of belief that form the limitation of the individual in physical reality. When these walls start to come down, one can move beyond them. One can move forward, one can move sideways, one can move backwards. It does not really matter. One simply moves. One is free to move in all directions at the same time if one truly wishes. But one must always be aware that the expansion of one's understanding, the expansion of the soul, is indeed truly what is important here.
Now, over this past 3 hours, we have had lots of people post on the board on TalkStream Live, and all of them are certain that you are Satan and that all of us who believe the way that we believe, all of your questioners, are going to burn in hell forever. Well, who is Satan and where is hell, and is there any reality to any of that? And who created that?
That this awareness wishes to first state that it is simply speaking from that higher level of awareness that goes beyond the concept that is Satan, that is dualistic thought. It does not wish to offend anyone who has heard the words of this awareness. It is simply speaking things that may be different to the thought process of those who hold the dualistic thought that there is evil and that there is good, that there is a God who will judge the individual and warrant whether they are to have eternal happiness or eternal damnation. Satan is that principle that is the dark side of a dualistic concept of awareness. This awareness comes from that which is unity consciousness. It asks if a coin is held up and one side represents evil and the dark and Satan, and the other represents good, the light, and God, that as long as one holds the coin and distinguishes a good side and a bad side, one will live their lives in accordance to this concept. That if one takes that same coin and flicks it so it begins to spin, it is difficult to see one side or another, and all that one sees is a sphere that is created as the coin spins, both sides becoming one, both sides blending into the unity of oneness. As this awareness has said, it does not intend to offend those who hold a concept of Satan or God or that which is a more orthodox Christian way of seeing this world, seeing the universe. But at the same time, this awareness does not apologize for speaking the truth, for there are many who do not hold the beliefs that are held by those of the dualistic universe, the world that has room for Satan and God. This awareness is great enough in its understanding and its capacity to hold that both are relevant and real, and that what distinguishes the two is whether one chooses to believe in one or the other or both. This is what this awareness stands for. This is what this awareness has speaking about. It invites all to have the belief that they have, for it will be their purpose in life to truly experience that reality as defined by the beliefs they hold. But it also challenges all at these times in particular to question deeply all assumptions, beliefs, truths, and philosophies that are held, for they will often imprison an individual and prevent the expansion of the soul, prevent that new experience that is unfolding around that experience of ascension, ascending beyond that which are the parameters that have been held for so long in this third dimensional reality. The time is right, and right is now the time.
Now, some of these people who, constantly attack me and Rumor Mill News, are they real people, or are they people hired by our government, trained in psychological, we call it psyops, psychological operations to keep people like me from continuing on our path?
That, in a manner of speaking, they are indeed real people, for they hold these beliefs, and the majority of those who object to you are not psyop agents. However, there are those who have a higher perception, who actually know the truth, but do not want the masses to understand the truth. A way of understanding is that as long as the masses are kept asleep, as long as they are kept ignorant, they will never overthrow those who have the system the way they like it. For those who have privilege, there must be many who are slaves, who provide the means by which those of privilege can continue to have their privileged lifetimes. If too many woke to the truth that they do not have to be slaves, they do not have to be under the thumbs of those who have power, then they would rise up, not in armed rebellion, but in a very strong silent objection to how things are, and would refuse to play the game. If this occurs, the society, the world that these beings of privilege, these elite ones, have built would collapse. This is their last frontier, so to speak, that they do not wish to go to. They do not wish to see a collapse of their reality-based paradigm. And therefore, they do need agents who will enforce for them the continuance of the system.
And you can hear the music. Thank you for all of the time that you have spent with us. And I am sure that many of our readers are going to ask for you to come back, and I hope that you will.
It would indeed be a privilege for this awareness to return to your show in the future.
And the website where they can reach you is cosmicawareness.org. Is that correct?
This is so.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And listeners, Richard Hoagland is going to be on with an incredible story. Dr. Robin Pelkoff is going to be interviewing him. I have to go to the doctor. So I will see you all on Wednesday. And you know what Wednesday is? Our favorite folks are here. And so I will be talking to you Wednesday. Have a wonderful time until then.